Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and resident Emily with us today as we have podcast number 49, in which we will talk about what does it mean to be a lifelong learner as a group leader. With us is our guest and group leader, Tiffany Smith. So, Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you.
So we'll just jump right in. Tiff, when you hear the phrase lifelong learner, what does that mean to you?
So the first thing that I wanted to say in reference to that is that the idea of a lifelong learner is not a uniquely Christian concept. And the reason why I say that is just to acknowledge that learning is good. Like the fact that when I say it's not a Christian concept, that's okay because learning is important.
Yep.
Learning is good. But in relation to that in a Christian context, when I said yes to Jesus, I said yes to him as my Savior. I said yes to be a disciple. I said yes to be a follower. I said yes to being a learner. And that was a lifelong commitment that is both a privilege and a responsibility.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. Especially as a group leader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some common obstacles that you could share that maybe keep people from continuing to learn?
Yeah, this is something we could talk about for the entire 10 plus minutes going on. And I welcome your guys' thoughts too, because I just kind of spitballed, a few things that I see. And I want to be very clear that I want to put it from my perspective, because when I was writing these down, like we don't, or, they don't, like I'm owning these whenever I list these as obstacles. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all is understanding that learning is not optional, right? That back to what I just said is that when I made a profession of faith, when I said yes to Jesus, that and I said it's a privilege and a responsibility, that it's not optional for me to learn.
Right. Matthew 28 tells us as individual Christians and the church to make disciples. Well, how do we do that? We have to teach, right?
Yes. Oh, you're going to throw my mic drop down for the end. Let's just jump to the end. No, so learning that remembering that it is not optional. Secondly, that it's not meant to be done alone. Mm. I think that's an obstacle too, because I think in many different ways we can say, okay, me and my Bible, dot, 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 dot. But no. I mean, the tie back to the sermon this past week, right? If we talk about Hebrews and we talk about the call in 24:25, let us not forsake the assembling of the believers. Why? And Keith talked a lot about spurring one another up. Like, it's not a solo sport.
Nope. That's why we do group life, right?
Yeah. Another thing is that an obstacle is that I perceive it to be hard. let me my tie. Yeah. I mean, do you guys have any thoughts about that?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think for me, sometimes it feels like I'm barely, staying afloat with just doing the things that I need to do, that I can neglect actually trying to take steps forward and like continuing to learn, or I'll even get to a place where it's like, okay, I'm doing good enough. Like I know how to lead a group. I know how to do this or that. But I'm not actively, I'm getting by, but I'm not actively trying to like do things or take steps to get better. Cause I don't, like I can get by without doing that.
I love that. That's great. That's a great thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that captures it.
I would agree. On one hand, it is hard. The Bible's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is clear. Some of it is not clear. Right. So it takes some digging.
Right.
But on the other hand, we just have to read it. In the simplest form, I tell people this all the time, just read it.
Yeah.
Right.
Through the Spirit, through God's desire is for you to know it.
Yeah.
So if we ask him, help us with this.
Yeah.
And we continue to read it and we're diligent about that.
Yeah.
He tells us in Timothy, right? He will transform us as we read it.
Yeah.
So yes, it is hard because it's a lot. It's a ton. Mm-hmm. And it does take a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's a good point too, because I think sometimes I and other leaders probably do the same thing where you put a lot of pressure on yourself of what learning means. And a lot of it really is just that engaging with it on a personal level and just taking the time to like read it. And it doesn't have to be super hard to continue to learn.
And I think we deceive ourselves. Just one more thought about that is that I think that we buy into the perception that it's hard, therefore I can't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, and what you've talked on the Holy Spirit and what you've talked about and just even maybe just the willingness to devote time to it is that what you find is the riches. The scripture talks about how it's so rich, right? Mm-hmm. The treasures within. Mm-hmm. And so if we just agree, or if we are willing, then the hardness of it, or what we perceive to be the hardness, we find is really not.
Yeah, and as we do that over time and we mature and we hear better, good sermons, and there's podcasts and, you know, all the different media by which we can have intake over time, it'll make more sense and more sense and more sense as we continue on. But the main point might be just try.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep learning.
Take
keep
the
trying.
Next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And also tying back to this, not meant to be done alone.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not meant 100%. To be done alone. The fourth thing that I identified is we don't know how. And this is, we've kind of talked about this. I have been in, you know, I can think back clearly to stages in my life. It's like, okay, I'm willing, right? I want to do it. I don't know how to do it. And so then I just want to encourage and reiterate again that it's not a solo sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning is meant to be done in community. It's modeled, it's clear. And again, you know, it's something that we need to understand that, you know, knowing if you don't know how, recognizing it is important, but then also, you know, partnering with people in that journey, because that's what we're called to do.
Yeah, and I would probably go as far as to say in the two previous churches I served, and to some extent this one, we say things flippantly like, hey, do your devotions.
Yeah. No.
And we assume people know what that means.
Yeah.
And I think we should teach on that. We should teach how to read the Bible. We should teach lessons or have a class or a short-term group or whatever it is, maybe in this podcast in different ways. How do we actually study the Bible? How do we read it?
Right. Yeah, I feel the way about that. Okay, the last thing, and this is probably the one that's going to be a potential hot take. I think that another obstacle is an overemphasis on the role of the Holy Spirit in our growth.
Explain that for us.
I sure will. it is maybe modeled like this. Okay, I say yes to Jesus. I go on autopilot, and the Holy Spirit's going to teach me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
And that's just simply not true. I hear me very clearly not minimize the role of the Holy Spirit, the person, the indwelt Spirit in us, in our growth and sanctification. But very clearly, I mean, you know, one of my favorite verses is 2 Timothy. But before I reference 2 Timothy, I was looking through as I was processing this thought, and all throughout John, when, you know, all the references to the Spirit, I mean, Jesus says, it is good that I go, because if I stay, then the Helper will not come. I'm leaving so I can send the Helper to you, the Helper, the Paraclete. His job is to help us, right? He equips us. And 14:6, John 14:26, I'm sorry. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. So it's very clear that his role is, it is through his equipping that we have the ability to learn, but we still have a responsibility.
Yeah, the scripture references the Holy Spirit as our counselor, our encourager, our helper.
Yeah.
I don't, unless I'm wrong, I don't ever remember the scripture saying that the Holy Spirit is our main teacher.
Yeah.
The word is.
Right, right.
And Jesus' words, of course.
Right, right. And then that makes me think of John 1:1, right?
Yep.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Yep. So speaking of scripture, Tiffany, are there scriptures or biblical figures that have shaped how you think about learning and your continued growth over time?
Yes. Okay. So we kind of alluded to 2 Timothy, and this kind of takes me back to my Awana days, 2 Timothy 2:15, and I won't yell it, but do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Another version says rightly dividing the word of truth. So intentionally being able to handle it, knowing it, being able to share it, to grow in it, to help others understand it.
For sure, especially for group leaders.
Oh, absolutely. As an individual, this is one thing too that I didn't reference. That, you know, as I was thinking about this idea of being a lifelong learner, the idea of learning is not just to be considered for me as an individual. It's for me as a member of the body of Christ.
For sure.
So my growth, my learning, everything is not meant just to benefit me.
No.
It's meant to be me as a functioning member in the body of Christ.
Well, that can be a good motivation.
And like we were talking a minute ago, even before we started recording, not just for your circles of people you come in contact with, but your family, your extended family.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to act and behave like we know the scriptures, and that, I mean, we're the witness to all around us, right?
Right. And then you referenced it, and obviously, I mean, there's more, but just to, for the sake of time, Matthew 28:19-20, I think that going and making disciples absolutely is the first part of it, but the second part of that, sometimes we drop off, yep. and that is teaching them to observe all that he has commanded, mm-hmm. and those are for meant sure. to be together, and that's the one thing that I would say that in the learning process as a disciple, all the things, yes, we are, as I think Keith mentioned, I know I've heard it said a lot of times, our goal is not to make converts, it's to make disciples,
right.
and part of that is to teach.
Right. Along with the idea of all of us need a Paul and a Timothy.
Yeah.
Right. And when we study the scriptures to help teach, we learn.
Yeah.
And it's cyclical.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany, thank you for your time here. We appreciate your wisdom and knowledge. And group leaders, I pray that you've heard something in this podcast that you will take to your group life and make it better. Thank you all. God bless.
Amen.